My name is Joanna Geary, and I'm Social and Communities Editor for The Guardian. My top advice would be, first and foremost, remember that you're talking to human beings. There's psychological research that proves that when we talk online, there's a disassociative effect, and sometimes we can forget that at the other end of a Twitter handle or a Facebook page or a comment is actually a real human being. And one of the key important things to remember is that we need to treat people like human beings and talk to them like human beings if we want to get anyone to listen to what we're saying. Just as when you step into a room full of people, you don't want to be the boring, loud, noisy one who keeps repeating how brilliant they are. So is the same on social media. You need to be part of the conversation. You need to be part of bringing something interesting to that space. So that would be one of my main things. Secondly, is completely related to that. And that is invest in those skills in your staff. Actually, people get very nervous when they're thinking about the idea of going onto Twitter or going onto Facebook. They think they might make a mistake. They might communicate the wrong things. Work on those skills, work on being personable through those mediums, because you can get an awful lot back from that from people. And as a result, if you've got those skills, if you're thinking of these people as human beings, build relationships like they're real human beings. These people are potentially your advocates. They're your critics that can be turned into people who think positive about you. They're the people who may have the stories that may help you get your message out. They may be the people from news organizations or organizations that want to amplify what you have to say. And building those relationships, not letting them just pass you by, is really, really important to get a good grounding and good exposure for what you want to talk about.